the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Occupational therapy is a growing career field with a need for trained professionals. Dr. Ashley Carden is an associate professor of OT at Missouri State University. She also works in the neonatal intensive care unit as a certified neonatal therapist. Missouri State currently has two OT programs, the OT master's degree and the post-professional OT doctorate. In the fall of 2024, they will be welcoming their first cohort for the entry-level OT doctorate. Carden discusses these different OT program offerings and the importance of the programs to the Ozarks region.
Occupational therapy is considered a dual entry profession, meaning you can either have a master's degree or an entry-level doctorate to sit for your national boards, your exam, and then begin practicing. There's no salary difference. Job descriptions look the same. It's just staying an extra year to pursue an individual capstone experience and to get a little bit more education from a research and teaching perspective. And so it really depends on what the goal is for the student. If they would like to pursue occupational therapy, get into practice a year sooner, you might go the master's track. If you're interested in staying on for another year and getting some specialization in a certain area and pursuing a final capstone experience, you would choose the entry-level doctorate. But both places land you sitting for your board so that you can become an occupational therapist.
Missouri State's fully online post-professional OT doctorate program launched this fall. This program allows the working OT professional to advance their career.
So this program is for occupational therapists. So again, people who have already gotten their occupational therapy degree, they've been in practice for a year or more, and they've decided that they want to go back to get a post-professional clinical doctorate to advance their skills either in a certain specialty area or to prepare them for teaching at the graduate level or to pursue research. Or if they're finding themselves being led into administrative positions, this would give them a chance to refine those skills and learn about leadership, especially from an occupational therapy standpoint. It was important that we brought the post-professional occupational therapy doctorate to Missouri State for several different reasons. We are going to offer the only program in the area. That said, it is fully online. As the need for occupational therapists continues to grow, the need for occupational therapy educators also continues to grow. With this degree, this would help prepare you and make you eligible to teach either in a master's program or in an entry-level doctoral program or a post-professional doctoral program. Also, we see occupational therapists moving into more and more areas that are considered emerging practice. And so we're seeing more occupational therapists specialize in rural health. Oftentimes in emerging practice areas, we're asking those who are leading to be change agents. And so being part of a post-professional doctoral program allows occupational therapists to enhance their skills, build on their practice, or positions them to be those change agents and those leaders in new and emerging practice areas. An additional reason is that we see more and more occupational therapists going into private practice. A post-professional doctoral degree would allow you to take additional marketing and business classes. You could also get a specialty certification, like in a teaching track or in a business track, so that you can hone those skills and be better prepared to enter the workforce as perhaps an entrepreneur.
Carden explains what sets the OT programs at Missouri State apart from other programs across the country.
What I love about Missouri State is that we continue to offer huge value and excellent outcomes for the price. We're one of the lowest priced programs in the country. But we continue to have 100% graduation rate and MBCOT pass rate and employment rate post-graduation. And so we're very proud of that. And so you're getting a lot of value for the price. We are so proud of the program at Missouri State because it is so tightly woven into the public affairs mission, into the pillars of the university. Our faculty are passionate about community engagement. They're passionate about service. We're passionate about cultural humility and becoming ethical leaders in the community. If students find themselves drawn to the public affairs mission of the university, know that that's woven into our program, and that's a very important piece. I think what makes all of our programs here at Missouri State unique is that the faculty are also still practicing clinicians. So we're still out in the field. I'm still putting on scrubs and clocking in on Thursday nights at the hospital. I'm still going out. I'm seeing clients. We all still see clients. That life experience brings a unique aspect to teaching because we're still plugged in as clinicians. We really enjoy having our students with us. And so so we try our hardest to take our students out into the field. I just had 30 students out at a rural health clinic in Seymour last week, and we were talking about, you know, what does rural OT look like compared to outpatient in a hospital? So we really try to get our students engaged. I'm super proud of that.
That was Dr. Ashley Carden. I'm Sophia Perez for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.